It's now time for another Castle Country Focus. Joining me in the studios this morning, Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning, Sheriff?
I'm so happy to be here today. You know, it's just, it's awesome to get to visit with you off the air. The topics we talk about are amazing, and I always just feel better about my situation when I leave. You should do therapy.
Right. Oh, yeah. Because random things happen to me that would never happen to anyone else, and it makes you just feel better about your life.
I started to think maybe I was jinxed or cursed or only stuff like this happened to me, but you're in my boat.
I am living proof that that is not true.
Welcome to my world. So let's talk about the Derby a little bit today.
Yeah. Huge weekend.
Huge weekend. You know, one of the biggest derbies we've ever had. I just want to thank everybody from all the sponsors that sponsored. If you noticed at the Derby, there are banners inside. Those are sponsors from businesses. We want to thank every one of those businesses for sponsoring us. Of course, all the wonderful fans that came and cheered on their favorite drivers. The stands were packed. It was great. All the volunteers that are not search and rescue members. I mean, we had the girls from Rocky Mountain Care there. There was the royalty there, cheerleaders, all kinds of people there that volunteered to help out with that. Those good folks that work in the Burger Shack, they have to throw their clothes away at the end of the night.
Oh, I believe it.
They're so greasy. It's awesome. It'd be like living with the Hamburglar from McDonald's, I think. We want to thank all those guys. And of course, the drivers and search and rescue and the sheriff's posse. Sheriff's posse comes every year. They're always there for the Derby. They always support it. They do the flag ceremony. And then they help us out with a lot of other things going forward with that. But the preparation for the Derby actually starts next Tuesday for next year. We have our first meeting for next year on Tuesday. So we'll start planning the next one. But it's a lot of fun. And just want to thank the community for a tremendous amount of support. And I hope everybody had fun. We tried to get everyone home by 10 o'clock and we did it again this year. We ran 46 cars through there.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is insane. Yeah. And you know, it's always a great time and it's a great time for the entire family. What I love about it is it's a fundraiser, but you've had such success with it in years past and going forward, it's just going to continue to grow that it's a family-friendly event that, you know, a lot of people don't realize as a fundraiser. They think it's just part of the fair.
You know, that's funny you say that. I was talking to a friend of mine about that, and he said, I will not come to the Derby if I can't have my kids there. And it drove a point home that is a family fun event. So we're actually going to kind of change things just a little bit in how we do things in the pits to allow a little younger kids to be down there if their family's in the Derby. So that'll be good. But yeah, there are people from Colorado, New Mexico, Idaho. They came from all over to come see our Derby. It was great.
It's always a really good time. And then, of course, no shortage of fun events before school starts. We've got the arts festival that kicks off. It's going to continue throughout the entire weekend. So there's a lot of fun stuff going on all over the place. Just get out.
You know, it is. And there's a lot of good stuff happening. Arts festival is always a good time to go to the arts festival. And then I think mud drags are coming sometime towards the end of the month to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, there's fun stuff constantly. And, you know, that's the great thing about this community is it doesn't matter once school starts, there's still fun things that continue to go on. So we just got to get out. And anytime people see the Sheriff's Department out at events.
Oh, yeah. Come up to us and talk to us. You know, I can tell you this, and I've heard this before, that, well, there's just not a lot to do in Carbon County. Well, I am a huge Lagoon fan. I go to Lagoon every year, 5-6 times a year. I haven't been this year because I've been to stuff here every weekend about. So it's August 31st is the mud drags.
Yep, it's coming up.
It's going to be fun. Then that'll be out at the event center, in the arena where the Derby was, I'm assuming.
Oh, so that'll be fun. That's a switch up, isn't it?
Yeah.
Normally out in the fields.
Yeah, I think this time it's going to be in that arena. I'm not sure though, but the mud drags are going to be there. They're going to be loud cars slinging mud. It's going to be loud with mud slinging. Sounds like a political debate.
It does.
Not really.
But it's not. This is a kid-friendly event.
That's right. It's going to be fun. So look forward to seeing everyone out there. School starts next week. Let's all be ready for that. You got to keep an eye out for those kiddos because they're not watching for you. Look for kids at the bus stops. Plan to leave a little early on Monday just for that reason because who knows what the school buses are going to, you know, there are going to be buses slowing people down. Don't get in a hurry. Give them plenty of room. Give the kids plenty of room. The sun's in a weird place right now with the length of the days. You're kind of blinded in the mornings. All that stuff we always talk about, but be ready. School starts.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And just consider this. The bridge is still down, so yes. Those buses are going to be taken routes that they haven't before. So you definitely need to be ready and prepared.
So I live on the old Wellington Road, and that school bus to me is a marker of if I'm early or late.
Right.
Because wherever that bus is, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm running late. Or, right, I'm good. I get coffee on the way in.
I always know that when I get stuck behind a bus right here on Carbonville Road on my way to work, I'm late.
Yeah.
And then you're stuck behind the bus and you're even later.
You missed the window. Yeah. And
I've got to get there a little bit early.
And you just got to ride it out because the bus is doing its thing and you don't want to pass the bus.
No, never. So be prepared. Watch for the kids on the sides of the road. If you're a parent and you're dropping a kid off at a bus stop, you're going to kind of be aware. But for those that don't have any kids going to school, don't forget, school starts on Monday, and that's for all schools. So
the school zones will be active. And like I say, the neighborhoods, make sure you're monitoring your speed. 25 mile an hour in a neighborhood zone, 20 miles an hour in a school zone.
Yep. Well, that has been another Castle Country Focus. You can find additional information and listen to this interview in full on our website, castlecountryradio.com.